Hi, this is Greggy More Books, and I've been challenged by my brother. I'm not so sure I'm going to take him up on this, but I can't turn down a challenge. So, he said to me, okay, now we both do audios. He does audios teaching writers and aspiring writers and age-old writers. About things, and he also has his 168 books as samples and examples. I don't have anything like that, but he said that I have a way with words. And I said, yes, it appears so. And he said, can you sing? Well, he knows that basically I can't sing, but he said, I challenge you. You know, do you have the guts to do it? And so I said, well, I can try, but I don't know any songs, really. And he goes, I want you to go to my Snowfire Sonnies, which is, he has taken the Shakespearean sonnets and the Spenserian sonnets, and he's written a humorous group of things he calls sonnies. And there are 30 of them in the book. It's called Snowfire Sonnies. And it's on his on enterprisenovels.com, and you can go read them. But he challenged me to sing one, and I don't know, but I took the challenge, okay, and I chose number one. It's called Freedom of Fashion. The ENP number is ENP 2018-239-1. And it has 101 words in it. Now, if I count these correctly, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, there are 16 lines. Now, he explained to me that a sonnet is basically 16 lines of, of verse. Well, first of all, I'm going to sing it, and then I'm going to read it. Now, there is no music. I haven't practiced anything, and I know of the poem, if you want to call it a poem, Asani. Got to clear my throat. Both of us, actually, the third brother, Grigori, he has a terrible time, but he lives in Irkutsk, Siberia, so his allergies are all frozen. But here we go. Now, I'm just making up the sounds, but I'm reading the words. They're on a great big screen in front of me. And if you go to the website, I think his, you know, I have a workstation similar to his. There's a big screen and two little laptops underneath it. And this is, we all write with this configuration because he proved it's a very good one. So, I'm going to try this once, and I might try it again. I don't want to edit it. If it's not any good, I'm not going to do anything. What I'll do is I'll re-record it. I'll record it as a different thing. Okay, here goes. This is Freedom of Fashion. You ready? I don't think I am, but here we go. The way a man puts on his clothes reflects how nude he isn't. Unless he shows some skin about where skin should not be shown. Whereas a girl who dresses nice reflects how nude she could be and seems to know when this is good by looks and peeks she gets. If all this works the way it should, clothes are not an issue. And what results in time, you see, is what you see to be. When God evolved some duds from leaves, autumn was not a factor. Since freedom of choice became a fact, and fashion itself was born. Okay, you talked me into it. I'll do another one. This is number two. Let me see if I like it. Some I don't. Okay, it's cooking books. ENP 2018-239-2, 94 words. All right. Same 16 lines. All right, here we go. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but science fiction is friction, you see, to those who think it is, and those who think it isn't, neither should be as one. Science is fact, and this is true, and fiction is also true, when fiction is thought a science itself, and who can say it's not? So what is done to fix this thing? Reduce the friction, pray. Put down the book to save yourself from strife, concern, and stress. Take another book to read, like one of the science pure, and leave pure fiction alone, perhaps, or take up cooking books. Okay, you talk me into it. What about number 3? Fun is good. No, wrong. Fun is fun. ENP 2018 239-3. 107 words. Okay, here we go. I sound very Irish, don't I? All right, let's try something else. I don't know anything else. Let's see. 2. Fun is good. And good is fun. Too much may be too much. Just right is what we want to be. So then our fun is right. To work is good with fun involved. So both combined is gooder. What else there is should fit indeed. There's more than work and fun. Of course there is, some say to us, like sleep and food and thought. Where good are these, I ask of you, when work and fun are gone? What's left is fine, and they are good. More to add is nice. How much we need of more is gooder. Enough, we say, is best. Okay. I don't hear any applause, so we'll have to go ahead. Number 4. This is called Water Can. I don't know where he gets this stuff. ENP 2018 239-4. 92 words. I haven't practiced this. You probably... I don't have to prove that to you, right? Okay. What fills our lives? Some water can. In cans alone or free on earth. Rivers, bays, and lakes are best to push our faces in. What cleans ourselves? Water can. Is that enough to live? What cleans our organs? Water can. A water can of love is good. Can water give us all we need? Some other things must also be, like food and even music, air. More water than our dirt exists. Good for fish, crabs, octopi. Air is good if clean. A better earth is a universe. Water can assure. Okay. The applause is underwhelming. I can't stand it. I gotta rub his nose in this. 5. Wet or dry, you go. ENP 2018 239-5, 102 words. He's not a man of few words. Okay. Water makes you wet. Keeps the water outside your boat. And you'll be all right. At times the weather comes your way and shows in forms of rain. Rain is fine, but waves are not, and fill your boat, oh my. Try to sail a given course around the waves and rain, to stay afloat and out of harm, to be in port and dry, to avoid the sea, and boats and ships can keep you dry, of course, but to cross the sea you need a boat, so wet or dry you go. So wet and dry you go, so wet you dry or go, ta 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 ta. Okay, do you like that one? I know, I'm driven to madness. 6, Friends are Friends. ENP 2018, 239-6, 97 words. I don't think he realized that his work could be sung, and I think that's why he challenged me. You just imagine a real band and singers who really know what they're doing. Each one of these could be a verse. 30 of them? That's a long song. All right, here we go. I'm going to try something different, but I can't. It all sounds the same, but we'll try it anyway. A friend is nice to have indeed, but when is a friend a foe? In games of win or lose, perhaps, one win, one lost, now what? shake a hand or slap a back to show the game is fun. If not, choose another sport, the one for only you. Teams are many, not a few, all our friends you see. Different teams are not the same, foes are foes, not friends. The game is played to win, not lose, blame the other team. True friends exceed the game, of course. You know, this is actually fun. I'm entertaining myself as usual. All right, 7. Give to a friend. Oh, another friend thing. Okay. EMP 2018 239 7. Now, this only has 89 words, so it might be easier to sing. It's called Give to a Friend. I don't even know where to start. Given a problem, what would you do? Give way, give in, give up. No matter how we try, we fail. Problems go away. When one is solved, another comes. That's how it is, what's new? Being tested is the game, having fun with this. Ignore the issue, one way to go. Rant and rave, perhaps. Why not sing a song, a dirge? Dance away the time. Solve the problem? No, of course. Too easy. Yup, to do. Let it go a day or two, then give it to a friend. I'm having fun here. At your expense, of course. But you don't have to click on the medallion now. He has medallions and I have medallions. Grigori does not have them yet, but God knows if he hears this. This is number 8, 239-8. Fair up there. All right, let's see what happens. Love is a better thing than not. Love is everything. If love is everything, what's left? Everything but love. Take love away, and hate arrives. Hate hates love, you know. Does love hate hate? It can't, you see. Love loves everything. So love, not hate, sounds easy. Yes. Not so, not so, not so. No hate, no love, no love, no hate. Opposites attract. A bit of both must be, it seems. One without the other. God has an angel for each, that's fair. And fair is fair up there. Actually, I kind of like that one. I know one I really like. It's very Irish. let's put it this way, I'm creeping up on it. Maybe I'll use an editing thing. I think there is an editing thing on this machine, I'm not sure, for waves and ships that go on it. But I don't know whether I should edit this stuff or not. I don't think so. Never move. 239-9. 90 words. Ah. Oh, this has got a little risque to it. I like this. Fast cars and slow women. Is that what it means or not? Slow cars and fast women. Is that better or worse? Slow cars and slow women. Easier, of course. Both fast, too much, too this, too that. Why not walk instead? Is slow better than fast for cars, for women, which is best? Speed is not important, you see, unless it's speed you want. How about low speed and high speed, where slow is not a factor? Maybe we should stop and think and never move at all. I'm having fun. I can't stand this. He's going to get me. I know he's going to get me. He's probably, how embarrassing. 10. Small bit of bigness. Oh, I told you this guy, he got the raw end of the jeans. The one with the big hole, the other two holes you put your feet in. Okay, ENP 2018 239-10, 97 words. Okay, I got to start differently. let's see. He was big, and she was small. In size or mind, we ask, does size matter in either case? Only if she was big. What if he was small, she too? They the same would be. unless by chance or whim or plan, both were no size at all. Little be size or mind, means little to little minds, but much to bigger minds, of course, for size of any size, small to small or big to big, size fits all, how nice. A small bit of big goes a long way, and a big bit of small does not. How's that? That sucked. I like the Sonny though. 11. Beauty. EMP 2018 239 11. Oh, X number of words. He didn't put no words in. I guess we'll have to tell him about that. Hey, you screwed up, dude. All right, here it is. Beauty. All right. Why doesn't this fit when I'm scrolling around? A puppy is a beautiful thing, so is a kitten, of course. Beauty is as beauty does, assuming it does it well. What if it doesn't do it well? Is beauty still beauty then? Of course it is, that someone says, beauty is ever beauty. What about ugly? Someone asks, is ugly a beautiful thing? It depends on who you ask, you see, assuming you can see. Ugly is ugly and beauty is beauty, and never the twain shall meet. Unless they do, of course they do, between heaven and hell. I hate it when I'm having a good time. I can't be miserable. This is Better Day, number 12. Ooh. 239-12. 90 words. Oh, we're starting to get terse. Okay. Bad is bad unless it isn't, so deal with this, huh? There are degrees of bad and good, temperatures of sort. Bad is hot and good is cool, so what's in the middle? So-so, 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 see it is so-so. Banish bad to realms unknown and let it stay away. Who needs bad when good's around? No one that I know. Those of bad are always here and opposites of good. Let those of good prevail, why not? They make a better day. Any questions more? That's not a question. It's a title. 13. I'm going to keep going with this. I'm having fun. I'll edit later. Maybe. But this is extemporaneous. I'm doing this right off the top. 90 words. Oh, my goodness. I sound the same. Every song is the same. Well, anyway. Dancing is so much like dancing is. Ask a dancer what? He or she will stare at you for asking stupid questions. A dance is what it is, you fool. Oh, I see, you say. So much for stupid questions, then. Try a partner, then. Dance until the questions fail. They die a happy death. Swing and sway, jump up and down. Press your bodies close. Go slow. So slow, you are the dance. Be like the grove of trees. Be the land, the sea, and sky. Any questions more? That's kind of cute. A little serious, though. Show your face. 14. 90 words. A face of expression is what you ask, is what you see, of course. Of course, is what you see, of course. What else could be? Expressions change, that's what they do. Blank expressions don't. Deadpans never change, why is that? Is something learned from this? Empty minds read blank expressions, deadpans never live. Smile, you of true expressions, let the world know you. Cry to express your grief, perhaps scowl to grump a bit. Use your face for what it's for, to show what you need not say. That's heavy. Money plot, 15, 96 words. I'm kind of trying to sound different. Decisions are hard to make, you know. We do it all the time. Avoiding issues is very good, but issues come rolling back. This way or that way sums it up. Unless it's money bound. and all the rules are off, of course. Money is its own. There's never enough for all the hard work, and spending is what you do. Try saving. That's a joke indeed. You save to spend, of course. What's good about money in the bank? Nothing at all, you know. Hide your money so nobody knows, and spend it secretly. My end dribbles off the same way all the time. I hope somebody who knows how to sing can pick this stuff up. This is good stuff. 16, girlfriends, boyfriends, and kids. Well, that kind of sums it up. Number 16, 106 words. Ah, we're growing. Oh boy, I can't take that allergy medicine. It absolutely, it would sound like this. Hi, how you doing? Well, anyway, let's try a different chord, or a different key, like one that fits the door. Boyfriends and girlfriends are how the world turns. Without them it stops, but why? Marriage is why, and you know this already. Time out is called for love. Children come and again it turns. Time for them to grow into boyfriends and girlfriends to turn the world. How nice this is to be, but what if the world stops on its own? How could this be, you ask? For war, famine, disease, of course, things to fear, oh my. No war, good food, no sickness, we say, and pray for better days. If they come, the world whirls again for girlfriends and boyfriends and kids. I think I did that badly. I'm going to try it again. Boyfriends and girlfriends are how the world turns. Without them, it stops. But why? I'm going to start again. That was bad. This is good enough for me to try a few times. Boyfriends and girlfriends are how the world turns. Without them, it stops. But why? Marriage is why. And you know this already. Time out is called for love. Children come and again it turns. Time for them to grow into boyfriends and girlfriends to turn the world. How nice this is to be, but what if the world stops on its own? How could this be, you ask? For war, famine, and disease, of course, things to fear, oh my. No war, good food, no sickness, we say, and pray for better days. If they come, the world whirs again for girlfriends and boyfriends and kids. That's better, I think. You'll have to tell me. Emails come thundering in. 17, something else. 17, 80 words. Oh, this is a dumb one. Nah, sorry, Greg. sorry. You kind of brought up lunch. Math is short for mathematics. Easy to remember. Arith is short for arithmetic. Easy to remember. Short is good for many things. Arith is not a good one. Short is short for shortening. Long is long for what? It's good for us to measure things like longing to be short. Shortening for long is right. I don't think it really is. Short and long are bad examples. Up and down are better. Upping down and downing up. Let's do something else. Well, I don't know. I like the sunny, but I think the singing sucks. 18. Bother me? 18. 87 words. Ooh. I got to start a different way. Is dreaming good or bad, I ask? Dreaming can be bad. If so, provide another name. Nightmare might be good. Can someone nightmare instead of dream? Not likely, so why bother? If someone dreams something bad, a nightmare comes to mind. If someone dreams something good, it's called a dream, I think. This is the way it is, I guess, so why bother more? It's fun to bother more, that's why. Dream on, I say to you, or nightmare on if you want. Don't bother me with that. I hope that was better. Oh, how's that? Is the next Sonny. 19. 90 words. You see those old movies where they take this thing and they spray it in their throats? I don't have one of those. You might guess. Food is good for you, for sure. Any food will do. What is taste? Oh, no, wrong. Start again. Food is good for you, for sure. Any food will do. What if what it is tastes bad? Eat it anyway. Because it's good for you, they say. Yuck on that, I say. Give me something tasty, yo. Whatever gives me joy. And I will think it's good for me, because it probably is. But maybe not too much of it. Just a bit will do. Then I'll eat what they suggest, but not too much of that. Maybe I'll just drink my lunch, not care at all. How's that? I like that one. That's a good one. Where's my Irish one? Off to work again. No, but I like this one. 20. Off to work again. I gotta do something different here. It's time for lunch, oh yay. Come on, let's gather around and stuff. A bunch of this, a bunch of that. Then back to work, to doze. Worry that the boss will see. You're dead asleep for sure. No worry here, he's dead asleep. He went to lunch with us. Then home to dinner, off we go. The drive is not too long. Oh no, it's healthy stuff again. Football's on tonight. Chips and beer and other things, a chocolate kiss or two. Then off to bed for a rumpled sleep, then off to work again. You'd never guess that I'm Irish, would you? I can't get out of that rut. I don't think I want to, really. I just have this overwhelming compulsion to throw darts or shoot darts or whatever they say over a couple of pints. And, oh, this is it, Grundy. The Grundy. This is my favorite, actually. 21 is Grundy. 107 words. I might do this twice because I don't want to mess this one up. But it's Irish, so I'm going to go back to Irish. It's off to the tappy for a pint or two. Maybe I'll make it three. Maybe Seamus James will buy. I have some bills to pay. I have nothing but me buttons to use, and could lose me pants, you see. Then it'd be hell to pay, egad. Imagine the shame, oh well. Then landlord can wait another day. Tomorrow is good, I think. Except be standing by the door, and I can't get in. The pain cures so near, and the bar is so far, and Grundy's stuck in the door. So home to sweet Molly I go, of course, to sing a few songs or two, maybe three. Do you love that one? I'm going to do it again. Hopefully not the same way, but it's off to the tappy for a pint or two. Maybe I'll make it three. Maybe Seamus James will buy. I have some bills to pay. I have nothing but me buttons to use, and could lose me pants, you see. Then it'd be hell to pay, egad. Imagine the shame, oh well. But landlord can wait another day. Tomorrow is good, I think. Except he's standing by the door, and I can't get in. The pain cures so near, but the bar is so far. And Grundy's stuck in the door. So home to sweet Molly I go, of course, to sing a few songs or two, maybe three. Okay, one more time. I can't stand it. I love this thing. I got to do it right. You pick which one it is. There'll be three. I got to do something else. Let's see. It's off to the tappy for a pint or two. Maybe I'll make it three. Maybe Seamus James will buy. I have some bills to pay. I have nothing but me buttons to use and could lose me pants, you see. Then they'd be held to pay. God, imagine the shame. Oh well, that landlord can wait another day. Tomorrow is good, I think, except be standing by the door and I can't get in. The pain. Cure's so near, but the bar is so far, and Grundy's stuck in the door. So home to Sweet Molly I go, of course, to sing a few songs or two, maybe three. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get yelled at or sent. I'm going to say, wow, I could qualify let me reserve that. Some things maybe shouldn't be said. I'll say it. Maybe I could qualify for the Dubliners. They've only been around 50 years. I love their well, this is the 20. This is the 21st. Oh, this is the 37th. This is the 50th. God bless them. Talk about an institution. 22, half and half, that I be. Oh, yeah, since I'm half Russian. Grigori, you're going to love this one. All right, this is called, oh, this is a half and half that I be. Oh, this is the Russian-Irish thing. Okay. Russians are frantic dancers. And why? Vodka and frigid winters. Russian women thaw out in the spring and cavort for a week for fun. New dancers are born sometime thereafter and frantic begins again. Russians are no fun to be around. They cry and fight and why? Vodka and frigid winters, of course. What else could there be? Peasants are peasants, be. Nothing changes in ice. Half Russian, half Irish, I be, you see. I'm a man in conflict. Whiskey from Ireland cannot compete with vodka for frigid winters. Hope you caught that one. all those babushkas and yadushkas are all excited up there. This is called B1. B-E-O-N-E. B1. This is one of those convoluted ones. Dogs are fun unless they bite. Same with cats who scratch. Humans bite and scratch, I know, which makes them bad as pets. Elephants are bad as well, too big to cuddle and feed. Giraffes also fail the test, too tall to kiss and pet. How about a clam to love? A barnacle, perhaps? Fish are fun for some, I hear. What about a bird? It seems it's hard to choose a pet, so why not try a hobby? Turn this thing around, why not? Be a pet. Don't get one. I just got that. Okay. Give a break. 24. We're crawling up on 30. We're going to run out. I got to get Greg to write some more. Give a break. Give a guy a break. Why not? So he made a mistake. He built a spaceship. All right. The space pip doesn't work. Here we go again. Give a guy a break, why not? So he made a mistake. He built a spaceship to travel to Mars and missed it altogether. Now he lives on Venus, he thinks. Not sure, he says. It's blue. Perhaps he never left the Earth and is under the Arctic Sea. Give another guy a break. A political guy this time, who ran for office and didn't vote and lost by one, I hear. We need a break at times. Indeed. Forgive and forget, I say. But never forget that son of a bitch who never married your mother. I forgot about this one. I gotta read it again. No, I gotta sing it again. In a different key. So, he made a mistake. He built a spaceship to travel to Mars and missed it altogether. Now he lives on Venus, he thinks. Not sure, he says. It's blue. Perhaps he never left the Earth and is under the Arctic Sea. Give another guy a break. A political guy this time, who ran for office and didn't vote and lost by one, I hear. We need a break at times indeed. Forgive him and forget, I say. But never forget that son of a bitch who never married your mother. I got him having way too much fun. Somebody's going to get hold of these and make something out of it. This could be a Broadway show or something like that. 25, like you. 25. We only got 5 more to go. All right, let's see what we got here. People like cars. So, yup, it is. Cars like people, right? Jury's out on that, I think. Cars like cars, do cars like anything at all? Ever ask one, maybe? People like people. It is true. Everyone likes a herd. Is liking important at all, I ask, depending on what you like? Maybe on what you don't like. What don't you like? Like versus don't like? I like liking. I don't like not liking. I like you, I do. Well, that one left me out in space somewhere. Yeah, try that again. I don't want him to yell at me. People like cars, so yup, it is. Cars like people, right? Jury's out on that, I think. Cars like cars, Do cars like anything at all? Ever ask one, maybe? People like people, is it true? Everyone likes a herd. Is liking important at all, I ask? Depends on what you like. Maybe on what you don't like. Maybe don't you like. What don't you like? I think I've screwed that up. Maybe on what you don't like. What don't you like versus don't like. I like liking. I don't like not liking. I like you. I do. Okay, well, I failed miserably at that one. I'll get Greg to sing that one. Wine, oh. Wine, oh. 91 words. 26. Okay, here we go. Gotta do something different. Talk about whining and whining, please. Which is which, I ask. Talk like a baby, you're whining, see? Drink like a fishy, you're whining. W-I-N-I-N-G. Growing up is hard to do, whining and whining in part. Eating and burping are part of this. Farting is not a part. Farting is not a part of this. Passing guesses. I'm confused. I'm whining here. What are we talking about? Whining or whining is what, you fool? Oh, I see. I don't. It's all a part of growing up, just like whining and dining. Huh? Greg, I'm going to have to pass on that one. 27. The blues. Ah. How do I do the blues? It would help if I was black and had an old guitar like Lucille. What's his name's guitar? B.B. King's Lucille. Let's see. Now this is going to suffer, let me tell you. Tell me how the blues. A color? It's music, a type of music. Can you dance to it, bump and grind? No, you don't dance. You don't dance to it. Why? You're supposed to slump and cry. It sounds like fun to me. No, wrong. Start over again. Let's see. Tell me. What are the blues? A color? It's music, a type of music. And you dance to it? Bump and grind? No, you don't dance. You don't dance to it. Why? You're supposed to slump and cry. Doesn't sound like fun to me. You're supposed to feel bad. You're supposed to feel bad to it? Yeah, you suffer, sort of. Slump, cry, feel bad, and suffer. It came from the slaves who suffered. Oh, that was terrible. And they sang? Yeah, to ease the pain, to moan. Music to ease the pain? They sang to God to free them all. I see. Well, I did a terrible job with that. Actually, I'm going to read that. Tell me, what are the blues? A color? It's music, a type of music. Can you dance to it? Bump and grind? No, you don't dance. You don't dance to it. Why? You're supposed to slump and cry. Doesn't sound like fun to me. You're supposed to feel bad. You're supposed to feel bad to it? Yeah, you suffer, sort of. Slump, cry, feel bad, and suffer. It came from the slaves who suffered. Oh, that was terrible. And they sang? Yeah, to ease the pain. Come on. Music to ease the pain? They sang to God to free them all. I see. That, I don't think I don't want to sing that. That's too true, too amazing. But it is the blues. Okay, this is Don't Sneeze. 28, only 2 or 3 to go. Don't sneeze. They say what they say about men with big noses and hands that look like hams. Big noses bring big ideas for love. What kind of ideas for love? Big ideas to share with a lady someday. I have big ideas, not with a nose and hands like yours. You are going to need money. I need money for love someday? Welcome to the West. What about two big noses on the same side of the bed? No, the bride and the groom, their noses. Could be an ethnic thing. What do you say, two big noses? What do I say? Don't sneeze. Oh, God. How can you sing that? I'm going to read it. If I can straighten my face and get my nose under control here. They say what they say about men with big noses and hands that look like hams. Big noses bring big ideas for love. What kind of ideas for love? Big ideas to share with a lady someday. I have big ideas. Not with a nose and hands like yours. I can't get serious. You're going to need money. I need money for love someday? Welcome to the West. What about two big noses? On the same side of the bed? No, the bride and the groom. Their noses. Could be an ethnic thing. What do you Jeez. What do you say? Two big noses? What do I say? Don't sneeze. Oh, God. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks that's funny, but I think it's funny. Whoop, two to go. Tired. Yeah, I guess so. I guess I am. If you guys are still awake. I'm going to try and... here we go again. Oh, man. It's a great day with all kinds of stuff flying around out there. Too close to the road. All right, let's see. Do you know how to change a tire into what, pray tell? Change a flat in case of what, pray tell? In case you get a flat, pray tell. Are you making fun of me? Yes, indeed I am, my friend. Pray tell gets old, you know. It is already old by far, like changing a tire, perhaps. I have no idea at all, my friend. Why not, pray tell? I ask. That's not nice, you know, to twist. I think I'm tired of tires. Too many tires is tiring for sure. That's why I walk, pray tell. My brother... I know where he is physically. I have no idea where he is mentally. Oh, this is a fun one. I like this one. This is 30. This is the last one. At least to this series. I'm going to talk him into doing more. I think these are great. Ferd the Bird. Now, this reminds me of a character in one of his books. It's called the Petweepy Pond Good Guys. It's a fantasy about animals in a special world God creates. Fur the bird. This isn't fur, but still. Okay. I gotta try something else. Ferd was a bird with a word. How absurd. Birds with words aside. Ferd was sad because of his beak. Words didn't speak, they chirped. No matter the message he wanted to say, he chirped and chirped and chirped. All of a sudden he looked around. A crowd had gathered. They smiled and chattered and more, you see, enjoying the chirps from Ferd. He tried to smile, but beaks don't smile, so all he did was point. I have a point, I say, and chirped the point he had. Everyone stood and understood what Ferd the bird had said. I gotta try and sing that. I sort of said that. And it's 101 worder. I gotta do something else. I can't sing any differently. And then that's something. I don't know how to sing something else. And I was in the Glee Club at Admiral Farragut Academy years and years and years ago, like in the 50s. Three of us. Bill Norman, me, and Richard Dwyer. Three of us. And we sang Christmas carols, I think it was. But aside from that, I can't do a Christmas song than this, I don't think. Let's try something. Maybe I'll try High to Low. Ferd was a bird with a word. How absurd. Birds with words aside. Ferd was sad because of his beak. Words didn't speak, they chirped. No matter the message he wanted to say, he chirped and chirped and chirped. All of a sudden, he looked around. A crowd had gathered. They smiled and chattered and more, you see, enjoying the chirps from Ferd. He tried to smile, but beaks don't smile, so all he did was point. I have a point, I say, and chirped the point he had. Everyone stood and understood what Ferd the bird had said. Fait accompli! I sang them all. Oh, prior to October of 2018, all acknowledgments were provided at the end of all documents. As of now, all acknowledgments have been consolidated into a single document. Oh, those are the acknowledgments at the end of the book. I can sing that. Here we go. It's entitled Acknowledgments. Prior to October of 2018, all acknowledgments were provided at the end of all documents. As of now, all acknowledgments have been consolidated into a single document by Gregory St. John Taylor, a series of detailed books presenting aspects of business enterprises. This book will be continually updated as material is researched. Gregory St. John Taylor, 2018 copyright, Gregory St. John Taylor, all rights reserved, page 36. Now he can yell at me for that. I'm scrolling back to one. Ah, the warning, along with his face. Be aware this work contains no inordinate sexual content. Right you are, bro. Okay, well, I'm going to get out of this. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. But knowing me, I will put it on... in the list. I think it's 16 or 17 show. If I do edit it, I will have an introduction to the show and say, I've decided to do something different. My brother wrote something called, and I'll tell you this, and then he challenged me and said he wanted me to sing one. Well, a challenge from him means I absolutely positively have to do it, so I did. Except I didn't do one. I did all 30. And that got me so excited, I wanted him to do another 30, and I promised him I'd sing, and then he said, well, if you're going to sing, then I'm not going to write them. So I don't know. I'm going to put it on there just because it's I wish I could say my own word. It's extemporaneous, so therefore it is not planned nor scripted. But this is the first time I actually read something, but it was intact. And I had actually thought about reading some of his work out loud, the short ones, because I can read. You might notice. And English is my language, so it would most likely be. But he uses a lot of dialogue. He goes back and forth. And his characters are vibrant. So one of the reasons I haven't done it is because, let's say you have a girl who says something to a guy. I don't think I'm going to say, Elmer, I don't think you should have done that. Do what?
Say what you said to me.
What did I say?
You said I was cute.
You see what I mean? Now, if I tried to read something as a true reader, which is the professional readers, they don't mimic the voices. They just say, he said, she said. So it's sort of like, I don't remember what I just said, but Elmer, I don't like what you said to me, she said. Elmer turned around and smiled at Millicent and said, what did I say? And Millicent said, whatever you said, I thought it was cute. You see what I'm saying? I don't think I'm a real reader. I and besides, my sense of humor sometimes falls out when I don't expect it. It's sort of like, you know, you put on your boxers to go to sleep and you have a serious fallout and roll over on your toys or something like that, and there's this screeching, howling sound that bounces through the entire house. And people sitting downstairs say, wow, I guess Dad rolled over. Again. And the wife said, I better run up and save him. Maybe I can retrieve what's left. I don't know. The three of us get lost in our own worlds and in each other's worlds. And there's a third one, or there's a fourth one coming in. It's an obscure sister who might be interested in talking about art. I know Greggy's doing it on the Shopless Islands show. But I don't know about, her name is Noneen Greglin, and she's a sweet thing, and she's related, more or less. Well, we tell her she is, because she looks like some kind of homeless person, and, but she's a sweet thing, and She is an artsy craftsy artist of considerable merit. She does a lot of recycling, you know, she takes recycling things and makes pieces of art out of them. And, of course, we all said to her, you know, you realize you're not going to get any money for them because it's basically rehashed, you know, materials. And she said something like, I don't do it for money. And I think I said some kind of wise-ass thing like, well, I guess you ought to go to Irkutsk with Greggy. I mean, with Grigori. Because the Russian economy runs on resources under the ground. That's it. They can't make anything. Did I say that? I didn't say that. You know, they make things, and mainly they're weapons. You know, so I can't see it as a viable economy. So I said to her, if you're going to make things that don't sell, maybe you can throw it at the enemy or something. What are you thinking of making? She said, well, I like bottles and things like that. And I can make things out of bottles. And I said, okay, that sounds nice. I said, maybe you can go down to the, you know, go up here to Duffer's or something. Duffer's a great restaurant bar up on top of the hill near here. And you can say, look, what are you going to do with your bottles when you're recycling? What are you going to do with the bottles? And she just kind of looked at me blankly. And then I thought, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. I mean, we could have tons of bottles around here, and she could be making all kinds of things about it, you know. And there's not even a room for it. There's not even left room around here for just me. And I'm only 215 pounds and a little over 6 feet. But my wife says I take up way too much room. I wave my arms and I wander around. She says, you're too big for the room. Go sit down somewhere. And she's probably right. When I do that, most people think there's a helicopter landing. And they start ducking and heading for the bathroom. Excuse me, I've got to go to the bathroom. Bye. Or I'm going to go to the kitchen for pretzels and potato chips. Okay. And maybe a little dip. And what, I asked. So much for that. So I hope you enjoyed this particular show, which is really not a show. This is sort of an experiment in absolute terror, you know, to be singing. I'll tell you one thing, though. I really enjoyed it. I really had a good time. And one of the things about the virtual family we have is that everybody has fun. We try our best to have fun. We parry each other. We poke fun at each other. I'm the only one that takes it seriously. Ha ha. So I'm not sure this is the show. I will put one of the medallions, you know. It was Greg's idea to do medallions then. And add this medallion one. But maybe I ought to make a different color. They're all kind of gold color. Maybe I'll make this one black with white letters or something. Greggy Sings the Blues. Oh, I'll make it blue. I don't know. Greggy Sings the Blacks. No. I had a very good friend, Bob Moody. And he's, I don't know what happened. We lost touch, but great guy. And he, when I worked at ABA near Philadelphia, and Greg did too, in a different place, different time, but I was tapping on the table at my desk, my drawing table, and he said, he was right behind me, and he said, that's not a beat for a song. That's, you march to that. And I said, I think I could put this to a rock and roll song or something. He goes, yeah, but it won't work. You know, it sounds like a, you know, John Philip Sousa type thing. And I said, okay. So he tapped out some stuff on his table, and I went, well, that's true. And I said to him, I said, well, let's put it this way. You black guys have rhythm, and we don't. And he said, oh, well, you got to qualify that. He said, we have rhythm in our music, and you have rhythm in your music, and you happen to like our music because it's really cool and really nice, and we do it on street corners and so forth and so on. And we dance to our own music. And I said, well, okay. And he said, I'll give you an example. He said, did you ever see a black man do put on a dress and do an Irish jig? Bob knew how to make a point. I thought, okay, you're probably right. And Bob wanted to be a cartoonist. He wanted to do comic books. And last I heard, he went to Maryland. I don't know if that ever happened. He was older than I was. I was 27, maybe. He was 40s, maybe. I don't think he was 30s. I think he was in the 40s. But we were working government proposals for helicopters down at Boeing. And Greg was somewhere else. I don't know where he was. And my wife came down to pick me up, and Bob was ready to fall on his face. And we all were. We were putting in 110-hour weeks. And Frank Foster, our charming guy sat by the door, when we'd troop out or slide out or fall out, he would say, "Oh, only working half a day, huh?" Yeah, you're half, Frank. But anyway, my wife said, I called him Bobbert. I said, she said, "Bobbert, you're not going anywhere. You're going home with us." And he just kind of looked. So we piled in the car and off we went to our apartment. Stuffed both of us on the couch, one couch, and I was on the other couch. I thought, didn't want to leave him alone, you know. So Elizabeth went back to bed. And isn't that funny? I didn't really realize it, you know. Elizabeth's a rather popular name in our family. But anyway, then the next day she got us up and back we went. Another 110 hours, she picked us up again. And sometime when I'm not doing anything else, I think Greg's going to handle this one. The title of it would be Chocolate Chip Cookies and the Executive Staff of Boeing Helicopters. Because I know exactly what he's going to talk about. But it was almost like I was there. And Grigori, he's so far out of it, you know. They don't have chocolate chip cookies in Irkutsk, Siberia. And you know why? Because they don't thaw well. They freeze well. They don't thaw well. He's going to start throwing rocks at me for that one. And Noneen, she has a very strange sense of humor, almost imperceptible. So when I don't know if she's going to do any audio work or not. I'll be talking to her maybe sometime this week, see if she wants to do it. And I'm talking about only the audio part. She is an arts and crafts artist. And does some very interesting thing. She likes clay. She does stuff in clay. And she's had some interesting subjects that she has clay modeled. Let me say that. If she wants to tell you about it, she will. If she doesn't, she won't. I won't either. Because. That's her business. But, and the other members of the families, the one that are way out in the outback somewhere, I don't know if they're going to catch the fever. And I mean, three of us have caught, Greg caught the fever first, and then I got on the bandwagon, and then Grigori, I don't know how he found out. I didn't tell him. But actually, I did an interview with him, one of the shows that you might want to check that out. And I'm trying to talk Greg into doing one with me. Because he's really an interesting guy. I mean, I don't know what you'd say about a guy who's he sort of refers himself when I think about it, he's got his own little coin phrases. I almost had it. Using up time here. Anyway, it's not that important. Actually, he's not that important. This is my show, so. Okay, well, this is Greggy Moore Books signing off again. I hope you enjoyed this one. I did, and some a little bit of palaver afterwards. Jack of all trades and a master of none. That's how he refers to himself. Jack of all trades and a master of none. I sort of think of him as a jack of all trades and a master of every one of them. he really is. He's way above being recognized for what he knows and what he does. But he just confuses everybody. If he starts talking, everybody just kind of, huh, what, you know, Greggy, what did he say? I don't know, repeat it. I can't repeat it. Why? because I don't really remember it because I wasn't listening. Oh. So this is Grady Moorbrooks signing off. As usual, love and kisses. Mm-hmm. Bye.